the light, everybody. I am Desmond McNeese. This is my hetero life mate,
Parched Ailman.
And we are continuing on the journey. I'm going to apologize to my co-host right now. I'm not going to have the window open to see you for a lot of this. So if I'm not looking at you or I'm not there, just say.
Mine isn't either, dude. I didn't last time either. I didn't look at you at all. So that's any consolation. I fucking hate staring at you.
Yeah.
No, I figured out how to like click over if I want to, though, now. So.
Oh, yeah. The reason we're not staring at each other, everybody, is because we are doing a full-length commentary of Wheel of Time, episodes 5 and 6, which are called Blood Calls Blood? Is that a thing?
Maybe.
Is that an episode? Seriously.
I'm the talent, bro. You're the technical guy.
That's right.
Told me I wouldn't have to do anything.
I'm the play-by-play. You're the color commentary. No, I know that. I know that. Well, you know what? It's episode 5 and 6, people. It doesn't really matter what they're called. And you know what? I keep saying that I'm excited for these episodes for a different reason. Last week, I was excited because we didn't get to give those episodes their due time. And these episodes, I'm excited because we gave these episodes their full due. And we get to put some icing on the cake right now. So this is going to be rad.
Ice.
Yes.
Ice and ibuprofen.
I love.
Keeps the swelling down. Just saying.
Well, this is weird.
It is Blood Calls Blood, by the way.
I have Googled Wheel of Time 1,000 times on Wikipedia, and this is the first time that I got a full rundown. The Wheel of Time is a concept found in several religious traditions and philosophies, notably religions of Indian origin, such as Hinduism, blah, 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 blah. Not to belittle those people, but that's not the point I'm trying to get to. And consisting of repeating ages. Many other cultures contain beliefs in a similar concept. Very cool. Like, I know that the Wheel of Time is like an idea, but I didn't realize how ingrained that exact, like, you know, that it is taken, lifted directly from religions. So,
yeah, first of all, I didn't want to interrupt you, but those people, whoa. No, if you get to the end of the audiobooks, almost all of them have this little commentary with Robert Jordan, and it's like, I wish he didn't sound so weird when he talked about his plan for the Wheel of Time, darling, because that's literally kind of how he talks. But he talks about how he, you know, pulled from Hinduism and, you know, the repeating age thing, and also. He's like, you know, usually you have someone show up like, hey, I'm the savior and I'm here to save you all, not to worry. And he's like, I wanted to play with the idea. It's like if you were just this little podunk kid and someone kind of tapped you on the shoulder and said, hey, you're the savior of mankind, so let's fucking go. And he's like, you know, I know country people. Most of them would be like, oh, they're not going to be like, oh, righto, governor, let's go. Let's go save the world then. He's like, they're going to why don't you let me buy you a pint and we're going to sit down. You know, I'll buy you another one. Matter of fact, I'm going to step out the back and then they'll be gone. We'll never see them again.
This guy's crazy.
So, this guy's nuts. But it's a pretty funny thing. But just the way he talks about things are weird to me.
Oh, I got to look up some interviews with him later on then. I got to see this guy in action.
He's a weird guy. He's a weird guy. George R. R. Martin's a weird guy. But like, I think. Part of George R. R. Martin is like I don't want to say it's an act, but it's like he got to be that weird by, you know, hiding in his basement and like, oh God, incest is great. It's like, I think he got weird by, you know, his stories and stuff. Robert Jordan's a great writer, but you know, or not Robert Jordan, excuse me. I'm sorry. George R. R. Martin's a great writer, but you know, he likes rape and incest a lot.
I mean, yeah. Quentin Tarantino doesn't film feet that often because he's not into them.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know what's upsetting, first. You know what's gross? Zoom in on those feet. No, closer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I hate this. I hate it.
I don't want to see those porky pigs.
Send the dailies to my hotel room. Gross. So we're going to hit play on
speak like a man.
we're going to hit play on episode 5. We're going to watch the recap. We will talk a little bit about exactly what's going on the TV when we start it so that you guys can get all synced up and we'll be off. There might be some silences here and there. We're just going to play it all the way through the episode. I may go to the bathroom. We're going to let it run. Fatty may go lightsaber with his neighbor.
I sometimes pee. There are bong hits. Sometimes I lightsaber. Sometimes I drink whiskey.
Fatty will blow lots of bubbles in his soda. And
yes, that's only it's just chocolate milk, everyone. Don't worry. It's a family-friendly podcast, even though I don't wear pants. Just kidding. Wearing pants.
Fatty lives in one of the good states. It's all good.
Yeah, I am perfectly legal, so do not judge me. Or judge me if you want. It's fine. I don't care.
Amazon.
Still blown away that Amazon makes this, man.
I need some volume. I can't hear it. Bow and arrow, an axe.
Perrin's a murderer.
Oh, why did you?
I finally got Lisa to watch some episodes with me after surgery. So that, what do you pause for?
I don't
Jesus
know.
Christ.
Why are, oh, cause Gary's turned down. I got to turn Gary up. I have
Who
a big,
hell's Gary?
I have a big soundboard here and I named one of my TVs Steve and one of my TVs Gary. So I can, so I had to turn Gary up.
I can dig it.
G'd up from the feet up.
I get it.
We got the
speaking of Gary, our old fucking roommate Gary.
Dude, I get two texts from him a year. He wishes me a happy birthday and happy holidays. All right, we are burying the soldiers.
That was one Aes Sedai there, it looked like.
Yeah, so apparently we only lost an Aes Sedai here.
Apparently, but I swear that was a yellow right there that just went in the ground, and this one.
So definitely her parent. Oh, Perrin. Perrin!
Not Perrin.
Oh.
Steppen.
Oh, God. Sorry. 1, 2, 3. Well, yeah, there's 8 Aes Sedai there, which... That's how many were in. There was 9.
And there
in
were
the
no
room.
Yellows with this party, so that couldn't have been a yellow because there were no yellows here.
That to me is so weird that they don't travel with at least one of each. I would think with their unique powers, you wouldn't. Is that going to be a thing later on? Like, are the reds that shitty that they're just like, we don't hang with yellows?
Actually, yes. It's funny that you mentioned that. It's a there's a break coming in the tower because of the dragon. Because there's a lot of people that want to, like, you know, we have to support the dragon. And there's other people that are like, no, we can't, you know, we need to control him and make sure he's there. And so it causes a lot of division in the tower. And so, you know, I don't know how they're going to handle it in the show, but book spoiler, some bad shit happens in Tar Valon and Tisuan.
Bad shit.
Bad stuff.
Yeah. Is this the one? Do they just like jump to the city after this one, or after this funeral?
Kinda, yeah, because they go do the and like this stuff when we first watched this, I am actually glad to rewatch these because when I first watched this episode, like this episode kind of got me bored a little bit. Not bored's not the right word. This episode was absolutely necessary for people who have never read the books.
Oh yeah.
It needs to they're informing the Warder Bond, they're informing on how the White Cloaks, you know, they're just, you know, they're informing as everybody, they're really cramming as much of everybody's journey that they could get into this as they could.
Well, and this is the one that's right. This upset you because they really had to shorthand Lan and you wanted him to be a little more subtle.
Yeah. Well, and
credits,
I mean, I've
baby.
Gotten past that as, yeah, credits.
Sorry, just getting every, making so sure good. Everyone's synced up. Rosamund Pike.
Yeah.
Daniel Henney. Okay. Sorry.
He's a stud.
Yeah.
I mean, we should talk about, I mean, like, so far I haven't had, like, well, I think Perrin's more bad writing and badly directed, but they really don't have any bad actors in this show so far. Everybody's just crushing it.
These are yeah, I keep forgetting to look up how old are most of these kids? Like, are they all 24, 25?
Like 20s, 23, 24.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
It's going to be interesting if this goes on for 10 years. If any of them are a little bit older, some of these kids turn.
Well, yeah, I wonder if they will rush it at all because like I said, I told you this story is like 3.5 years.
Yeah.
That it kind of takes place in. So I want to find out who these chicks are. I'm sure they're very important eyes to die.
Yeah, it's one or the other. They're either super important or they're just the only thing that matters is their color.
Well, yeah, it's like they're, you know, kind of generic, you know, figureheads. Stuff like this, though, you know, it's like nothing. There's usually very few things that just mean nothing. 1 month later.
That's true. Oh, it's only a month. Okay. I thought it was like 3 months or like a full summer or something. Okay.
So they've been traveling since that battle then. That's fair.
Yeah.
Ooh, I want to know what this is, this little stone. I think that's a portal stone. The thing they just passed on the right hand side.
Oh, yeah.
It kind of just looks like a fucking, like a thing, but it portal stones are pretty big in the next book. And I think it is one.
That would make sense. So are portal stones, are they?
It could just be a sign, you know.
Can you build a portal stone or are they based on certain residents that are already in the planet?
There's actually not even that much known about the portal stones in the books. They know that they grant you access to worlds that are reflections of your world. So you could go there and usually while you're traveling there, you see lives that you could have lived. And Rand and Loial and Hurin, a guy who hasn't been introduced yet, they go to sleep by one. That's got to be a portal stone. That can't just be a map. That's got to be a portal stone. They go to sleep by one. And because Rand can channel and usually does when he's asleep it's kind of like, because he is the dragon reborn, the dragon starts taking over with the power already. So when Rand goes to sleep, Luthien will usually kind of like weave wards for him to protect him while he's asleep. And in channeling, he took him to this other world through a portal stone. Ooh, you don't look good, Matt.
It's looking rough.
And that's another thing. Yep, dude, yep, that's a portal stone. Look, there's another one right there.
Yeah. You see that thing?
They're in a completely different place.
Yep.
Yep, those are portal stones, guaranteed. Guaranteed.
So is that a functional one, or is that what's left of an old one?
They're all functional, even if there's just a tiny piece left. As long as you can see the symbol on it, you channel into the symbol.
Oh.
And that, but like you have to figure out which symbol is for what world and whatnot. That's totally a portal stone. Gotta be. Awesome. I was just finished listening to The Great Hunt, and they talk about how much Matt physically looks different after his second healing. Because he gets healed again when they get the dagger back from Padanfain with the horn. And they're like, he looks like a skeleton with his skin drawn tight because he's better, but he's still sick. Like it's still eating him away kind of physically.
You know what I realized too? We were talking last time about that actor being erased from existence. His picture is still the main shot you see on Amazon. So like him looking at the dagger.
Weird.
So yeah, if he did something really bad, he would not be the icon for Amazon to click on. So
yeah, that's what I'm thinking too. Camel, he's cute.
Ooh.
Rand looked at the mountain. I was born there. Man, Rand's hair got a lot longer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they probably filmed.
This was the break. They took a break between episodes 4 and then like 5 and 6, the rest of it because of the.
Is that an ice cream sandwich?
COVID.
He's
ding dong.
Ho ho. Not hunger. What is hunger?
Creamy feeling.
What does hunger have to do with
that? That's a moon pie, bro. It's a moon pie. What would you do for a Klondike bar, right?
Fuck. I'd definitely jump in a portal. Oh, did you?
Where do you think we're going, dummy?
Yeah.
Probably not. You guys stink, too. Fucking Matt looks like a heroin addict, dude. He's like, just give me some fucking smack, please.
Oh, so good.
Oh, did you hear Peyton Fain? Did you see him? Do you see him?
No.
You didn't see him?
No.
He was standing in the doorway and he's whistling. Yeah.
Oh. That dirty fucker.
Dude, I want to get me a fucking coat like Rand's. It's fucking pissed. I love it. It's got the split for his sword.
Oh, does it?
So I carry my saber. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me about the rabbits, George.
So is this just an inn? I don't know why. I'm surprised.
What's that? Yeah. 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 It's just an inn. Yeah. Motel 6 of Tarvalen. It's going to be 3 marks, bish.
Well, and I think I forget, like, I have to remember that this is, like, a big city. Like, I keep thinking that the second they walk in, like, a record should scratch and people should point at them. But, you know, this is a big, big town. They can just wander in and get a hotel without.
Well, it's kind of funny that you say that, because in the books, that is almost kind of how it happens. It's like every place they stop, shit happens.
Really? Like,
yeah.
You're not from around here.
Fades start asking about him at night. Innkeepers are scared. That's half the damn intrigue when they're traveling around, is that Jesus, the innkeeper that they stayed at tonight, going to tell the Madral that looks for them tonight where they're at?
But will you tell me?
That's a good question. See how she doesn't answer? She'll want to lie. She probably already knows Matt and Rand are there, dude. Who's this sexy woman here walking in here?
Can we pour you shots, sir?
Some whiskey, please.
Yes. Yeah.
Give me some roses. Actually, no, do Trace, because I already got Trace in there.
Okay.
Thank you. Moraine's hair looks nice again.
I'm glad you're moving around, Lisa.
Des says hi. Glad you're moving around, feeling better.
Hello. Thank you for the
love. He said, thank you for the love. So she says, she's doing so much better, dude. It's crazy.
She drinking that JCP?
What's that?
That's right. I don't think I showed it to you. I think I only showed it to her. The SNL skit about the hard cider, the hard cider, or not hard cider, the sparkling.
Dude, there's another portal stone, bro.
Holy shit.
That's the third one in this episode. And those are three different ones.
But they need the, like, the gate to portal. Don't they need the, like, the arches to step into?
No, it's not a way gate.
Oh.
Portal stone, different thing.
Okay. I'm new.
Portal stones have to do with the power. Hey, Perrin's mouth is actually closed. Sweet. I saw this tweet. Somebody's like, man, I just saw my man compared to Eeyore. And I can't disagree with it. And I was like, oh fuck, was that me and Dez calling him Eeyore? I don't think it was.
I don't think it was.
I was like, it could have been. I can't believe we missed it.
That's a guy I gotta see. I gotta see an interview with him and see what his real accent is. I still think part of his oddity is him covering up his accent. Oh, because dickheads are here.
This fucking guy. We watched the first three episodes, I think. She's all, this guy's a fucking asshole. Eamon Valdez, she's like, this guy fucking sucks. I was like, oh, he hella sucks.
Yeah, you can smell it on him.
He's the scariest kind of fucking asshole because he believes in what he's doing. He believes he's right.
Oh,
yeah, the fucking
that doesn't seem very light of you.
Yeah, that seems like some bullshit.
I do not remember that.
Oh, that fucking Aram's got the way of the leaf down. Oh, you're gonna slap my grandma? I'm out. I'm gonna slap my grandma, I'm gonna cut your motherfucking hands off. I guess that kind of defeats the way of the leaf. Justin, you're missing the point, Justin, completely. You guys feeling strong?
Oh.
Bunch of little wieners in that bunch, let me tell you. Those guys, all of them, incels, all of them.
Oh, God, yes. Jesus.
Ooh, what was that little faces in the wall there?
Oh,
eat it, Aram.
Oh, shit. Getting knocked down. Who are these guys? God, I do.
White Cloaks are just a bunch of bullies, man.
I don't remember any of that. Yeah, they're like you said, and they all believe. Fucking Nazis.
Basically, dude, they're bad, bad folks.
Ah.
Oh, dude.
My first day in Tal Valon.
God, this was the voice I heard in my head for so many years. It's so great.
Deep and slow.
Not exactly what I thought he would look like, but I could give a shit.
Yeah, a human's got to play him, so.
And I'm glad of that. I would much rather have his look be a little bit not what I was expecting. And I don't dislike it. I think it's good, but it was not what I was expecting per se. But the voice, oh God.
So do we ever see ogres? Because they say ogre, like that's a real thing. And he's like, no, no, ogre.
No, no, no. There's no such thing as ogres in this.
Huh. I'm surprised.
Trollocs and ogre are the closest you get.
I'm surprised Rand said that.
Just they're from the backwoods. They don't really know. Like I said, you know, there are people in this world that live in Ilya and they're like, ha ha, Snow, you're crazy.
That's right.
And so they certainly don't fucking believe in Trollocs. And so Ogier are kind of another, it's like Bigfoot, you know.
Kelly was watching Lord of the Rings today and I was about ready to go get Cormac and she's like, I better turn this off because not Trolloc, Lord of the Rings Trollocs. I just forgot their
orcs.
orcs. Yeah. She's like, because the orcs are coming up and they're gross. And I just started laughing so hard. I was like, you know what else is gross? Trollocs.
Not as gross as Trollocs.
You have no idea.
First of all, Trollocs are fucking disgusting.
Ooh. A woman. You humans become woemen in such short times. So how old is
Loial is about 90.
Okay.
Is between 90 and 100, but like basically in Ogier years, kind of like Rand's age, you know?
Oh, so they live to be 500-600 then.
Yeah, they get to be old. They're generations of Ogier, so they remember a lot.
Yeah.
And like for how slow, I can't wait to see them in action because they're very peaceful and they kind of move slowly and stuff like that. But they also say how, you know, implacable they are as an enemy. They fight very fiercely.
Oh, Matt is all over the place. He was just on the ground. Now he's pretty wily for being strung out.
They're pain and pain. You see him?
Oh, yep. I saw it. Yo. Oh.
I got a little too excited about that. I don't know who these.
No, keep shouting him out because we're going to see a lot of him. He's.
I didn't realize how much he was there. And sometimes you don't see him. You just hear his stupid little whistle.
Oh.
Or it's not stupid. It's creepy as fuck.
You know what a backwards boot means?
Everybody's dead.
Watch him, watch you.
I wish I knew.
Shame.
Because like he's not, I don't think he's gentled yet when Rand sees him. But one of Loghain's talents is he can see Tavirin. So I think that's why when Nynaeve channels, he sees the Nimbus of Light. I think he can see around them because they're both Tavirin too. I don't think it has anything to do with channeling. They're just kind of like misdirectioning because they're like, oh, maybe one of them's the dragon. Well, yeah, Rand is the dragon, but Loghain, they're like, oh, he can see him because they can channel, but it's actually more that they're both Tavirin.
But Matt sees something like.
But was he even laughing or was that in Matt's head? See how he's just staring at the ground.
Either way, Matt saw something though. I don't think he did that. I don't think so. I think Matt saw that in his head.
I'm wondering, but that would be weird because in the book, Rand has this kind of little scene is kind of Rand by himself in Camelin.
Yeah.
And he's sitting on the wall and Loghain looks at him and just fucking smiles all evilly. And then Rand falls off the wall.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Hey there, Matt.
Elaine.
Dragons.
Well, Matt's not even with him at that point. Matt stays in the hotel because he's sick. Or the inn. Sorry, not the hotel. Come on.
The telly.
Yeah, going to the telly. One of the things that this kid, Yosha, he's really good. Barney was good, too. Yosha's really good at acting without saying anything. And knowing what I know that Rand goes through, he's already breaking my heart. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Like, dude, like...
Oh.
Rand has the fucking hardest hero's journey I've ever seen.
Every time we get together and hang out, I'm like, fuck, I should know this stuff. Like, I should... remember his name, or I should remember this place, or I should remember that thing. But then also
that's a lot to remember, bro.
Well, and also part of me is like, we have years of this. Like, I'm gonna relish the time when I only knew a little bit about the Wheel of Time.
Yeah, you're gonna forget more about the Wheel of Time than you ever wanted to know.
When we're doing panels at Comic-Con, like. I wish my head would.
God, how cool would that be, though?
So dope. Or at least live shows. We need to do.
If I woke up tomorrow with my ass sewed to my face, wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now, Eddie.
Thank you so much. I said that the other day, and I couldn't remember what it was from. And you just reminded me where that came from. Oh,
no one cares.
I do. I fell in love with him in this episode, and then they fucking took him from me.
God, really? I guess, you know, I just must be jaded as a book. Like I said, I think that's my thing, because like so many people who didn't read the books just loved this whole Warder thing. And I'm just like, I've known about this Bond for 15 books. I don't need to see him screaming at me.
I didn't care about the Bond. I just liked this actor. I just wanted him to be around. Warder or not?
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you. Yeah, he's a pretty good actor, actually. The people who are so upset about Lan in the show because he talks, you know, and I get it, you know, he was much more stoic, but like he, I guess it's not as much until The Great Hunt, the second book, but he really kind of takes Rand under his wing.
Oh,
starts teaching him the sword. Starts kind of teaching him how to act as like a Borderlander soldier / noble. So I really hope that they somehow can work that in, because it's one of my favorite parts of the story, because, you know, Rand is, he's, you know, Tam's my dad, you know, and he's having such an identity crisis, and Lan really, you know, just like, he's like, sheep herder this, sheep herder that, and starts teaching him how to use the sword and make sure you walk like this. And when you talk to the Amyrlin seat, you say this, and you know, you might be the dragon, but you can face it on your feet. You know, you don't have to be pushed around. You can still be a man. And so it's one of my favorite parts of the book, because he's really mentors Rand, and you really get to see, you know, by the end, the two men who raised Rand are Lan and then his dad Tam, and because you can really see the decisions he makes from both of them, you know, and it's awesome. It's really I don't know if heartwarming is the right word, but you know, it's very touching and good storytelling, because you really see it, and it's really awesome.
Because Rand's dad isn't dead, right? Or do we know he's dead?
Rand's dad is dead. He was an Aielman. He was like a clan chief or something. He's
or
dead.
No. I mean the guy, dead. But the guy that raised him.
No, Moraine healed him. He's alive, very much alive.
That's right. That's right. That's right. We know that. We do know that. So is that just a? Oh.
That was kind of cool. The ring ceremony is pretty cool, because they, you know, you don't find out any of that in the books or anything. So I dug that. Like, I was like, oh, you know, I guess that's cool. But if, for how long-winded the books are, you really don't have time for any of that kind of shit. And honestly, like, there's so much stuff going on. That's why I'm excited about it. I really hope, you know, that they get to really do it right in the ways that I want them to, because like I said, I feel like my head's going to explode. You know, my poor wife, try to talk to her about it. Or even when we started talking about doing the podcast, I was just started going off. You're like, okay, so we're gonna do a podcast about this, right? And I'm like, yes, absolutely,
yes.
Jesus Christ, why didn't I think about this ahead of time?
Oh,
and then I even kind of thought like it was a little boy. Nothing that makes you guys more righteous than mistreating a woman, you pieces of shit.
Yeah,
nice mustache, douchebag.
God damn it. Oh yeah, you said in the
let's
book,
scrub her clean.
Way worse.
They don't really do this. They just whip her.
I might rather be whipped than fucking harshly loofahed by dudes.
Forcefully cleaned by a bunch of dudes.
God, just whip me, please. Oh great. I do love the idea of these dudes just stomping around in the muck all day long in white.
Right? I know. Just fucking bright white. You're like, come on. But it's just like, it's just how people can get so fucked off. It's like, how can you possibly think that you're the quote, if I'm doing big fucking finger quotes, the good guys?
Yeah.
And you're doing shit like this. It's like, what fucking part of humanity did you come from where you think that this is justifiable for just about, I mean, unless you know that they raped some kids or something. Like, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, and you better fucking have saw it, because this is not a way to elicit a confession. Because people who are getting tortured will tell you whatever the fuck you want them to say if it makes the pain stop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like the fucking sadist fucks like this that think like, no, I'm doing God's work. Like, first of all, no.
If you beat this fucking prick long enough, he'll tell you he... oh, God damn it. Chris Penn and Reservoir Dogs. What am I thinking of?
Oh, God, I know.
That doesn't necessarily make it fucking so.
Yeah, no shit. God, what is that line?
Yeah, your fucking darkness is what brought me here.
Just like, I'm sorry, your situational awareness is a little off. You think that she's already a Aes Sedai. First of all, Aes Sedai have a very distinct look after they've used the power for a couple of years. You can't tell if they're young or old or, and you know what I mean? Like, yeah, he got the size and the stature of a warder, but like warders, they move differently. They're dangerous.
And would you ever leave your ring behind? Like, if she doesn't have a ring anywhere on her, is that like...
Yeah, they do. Well, no, not behind, but they would hide it and take it off or have their warder hold it.
But they'd find, like, if you were taken captive and they strip searched you, it would be somewhere. Yeah. You wouldn't just throw it in the lake.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
If you fucking beat this prick long enough, he'll tell you who started the fucking goddamn Chicago fire. Now that don't necessarily make it fucking so.
Thank you. That was gonna drive me nuts for the next 2 hours. Oh, a little coffee on the night. Oh no.
No, he's gonna sterilize it with some wine. You know, he doesn't want him to get an infection. Wouldn't want the torture to be over too quickly by getting him an infection.
Has he mentioned the hand thing yet? Or maybe he's going to do it here.
What hand thing?
Where he says that the Aes Sedai only use their hands as an affectation. They don't actually need to.
Does he say it here? Oh, yellow eyes. Oh. It's not because he's got to pee. He might have just said it and we were just talking and through it.
Yeah. Oh,
but I thought he says it to that fucking yellow that he cuts her hands off. You're just mad because you can't channel.
Yeah.
Jealous.
Oh, wait for it. How about this?
How about I shoot this cute little fireball at you? Now, here, my parent's mouth's open again. Here we go. Fucking.
Woo! What you gonna do, girl?
You got a little something on your mouth, bro. You got
A little spittle.
Wipe your face. Gross.
You're looking a little trollicky. Like...
Dude, she's actually one of my favorite out of, like, it's just awesome. Nynaeve gets to do some pretty fucking cool shit in the book. So I'm really glad that this actress, she's really awesome. She's another one, like the kid who plays Randy Osha. She can say a lot without saying a word, and that is awesome. She's also kind of fucking naive, too. Like, she's just like, oh, you need some stuff to sleep? Cool, no problem. He's fucking got a...
Nothing. I just got a little... I just want some tea.
To wash down this fucking fifth of moonshine or whatever they're drinking. I got some shit called Usquay, I think is like tequila.
Ooh.
Because they talk about it being made from a plant in the waste. It
sounds like ouzo mixed with tequila.
Yeah, I don't know. And then there's something else too. And I don't think they call it rum. Maybe they have rum. I know they have brandy, they have ale. No bourbon or no whiskey.
Oh, in the show you mean?
Yeah, in the books.
You're talking about what you're sipping on.
No, man, I drink bourbon like a man. That's it.
Clear liquids are for housewives and home cleaning.
Ugh, I know. Boston, he's like, oh, we scramble an eggs? You know, I was telling you that. And then Lisa's like, do you want something to drink? He's like, I have apple juice and like some tropical punch. Or he's like, I'm seeing Dr. Pepper. Oh, he's eight, God. Dude. That kid is... It's just cute because like my kids are so shy. You know, they would be like, whatever you got, it's fine, especially yeah. Connor. You know, he's like, he doesn't want to rock the boat ever, you know. But he's a fucking funny kid, man.
Seen a little Dr. Pepper there.
I'm like, you want me to show you how to play this game? He's like, I'll figure it out. Are you stuck? Nope.
Nope.
Can I play too? Nope. Okay. That's fair.
That's cool.
Probably says more about me than him that I like to hang out with an 8-year-old. You want to play video games? Hell yeah, bro. Let's do it. That probably sounds terrible, actually.
No, you want to come hang out in my trailer? You want to come hang out in my trailer, drink some Dr. Pepper, play some video games?
Play video games, eat some candy, play with my dogs. I know. No, it's funny. Before I ever like had him in ever, I like talked to Garrett and I was like, hey, I was like, he comes down with a dog and like, I hope it's okay if my wife makes some hot chocolate and stuff. He's like, dude, yeah, it's all good. I'm like, okay, cool. And he's like, I love it. He's like, because I don't do the lightsaber stuff. I'm kind of like a mechanic guy. So the nerd thing, I
good for you.
He's like, I'm too afraid to wave it around for fear I'll do something stupid embarrassing. So he's like the first thing he said on Christmas Day when he got his lightsabers, I can't wait to show Justin and go fight lightsabers, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, he's like, it's, you know, it's cool that he's got a buddy. So.
Dude, cool adults are so important. Like I want COVID to be done so I can have more parties so we can have more adults around for Cormac. Like having obviously he needs kid friends too, but he's got school and camp and shit. But like
yeah.
Having adults around that are like, "Oh, that's cool. Why don't you show me your Lego, dude? That's awesome." Like that.
It's so important, dude. God damn it.
It's huge, man.
It's like even like you, man, you were the first babysitter. Like a lot of it was video games and Legos and stuff, but you're one of the first babysitters that did stuff with them, you know?
Yeah.
Like you would play Barbies with them too. You know, I know you would. It's like, totally. But that shit's important, man, because it just makes you feel validated as a person. So you don't think everything that you like or believe in is stupid. So the more you can have, it's the truth. It takes a village, man, especially with Matt, because he's looking like a bad dude.
I know. I got to watch because they just. So they sneak her. Do they sneak her over or does she just wander over and find him?
Loyal finds her because he knows so much. He's like, well, I saw her braid and her dress and I knew he thought he was talking about it, Gwen. But he found Nynaeve and he was like, well, I thought this must be who you're talking about.
Because I want to see when Moraine shows up, like, because I remember watching this the first time and Moraine is just there all of a sudden, and I don't remember them getting her or telling her or her saying, like,
because Moraine, the thing about Blues is they're the spies of the tower and they have eyes and ears everywhere, serving maids, shopkeepers, and so she probably already knew that Ran and Matt were there. Like, she told Nynaeve, I'll bring them to you, like, basically when it's convenient for me.
Yeah,
you know, she dances around it. But then Loial ran across Nynaeve, and because he was going to the, he's like, oh, I'm allowed to go on the tower grounds and go to the libraries and see the grove. And he comes across Nynaeve and he's like, are you from the Two Rivers? She's like, yeah, why would you ask me that? And she's like, because I know some other people from the Two Rivers. I met some other fellows who try to cut me with a sword.
One's a red hair.
I mean, whoa. I mean, an Eomer. I mean, no. What?
The other one is a dagger wielding heroin addict. Oh, breakbone fever.
I'm going to go take a pee during this charming little story.
So she started making a tea to ease her passing. But I couldn't. I don't remember this at all, people out there. I'm doing a very good job with my rewatch. Apparently did a bad job with my first watch too. Oh, no. I remember this story. Yeah. She's tough. Ooh, here she is, unbreakable. Nighttime. How long have these two been hanging out? Yeah. I'm just watching along with you. Sorry for the silence, everybody. Well, maybe you're not actually watching, though. Maybe you're just listening so that this will be a fantastic, charming conversation with or without the show in the background. Oh, he just admitted. Yes, it was. You killed Layla. But was she going to kill you first?
That was the longest pee ever. Whew. All right, I'm back.
I've been painfully silent, our poor listeners. I keep on trying to come up with stuff to say, but I'm...
Is it weird that it is never hard for me to find something to talk about?
Well, this too, like when you left, I was like, I don't remember this conversation at all. Like, I was just telling the audience how...
So you're just enthralled about it. You're like, oh God, I don't even remember this.
I haven't seen this scene. I forgot that Perrin admitted that he stabbed his wife to a Gwen.
I know. He's like, it's not your fault. Like she's just thinking that, he let her die, you know? And he's like, no, I put my axe in her belly.
Well, in this too, I know they let the sun go down just for effect, but it got me thinking, like, have they just been sitting here for like 4 hours? seems like he would have just stepped out and had a little bit of wine and then came back.
Yeah, I know. What were you doing? Because it doesn't seem like you have a lot of duties. You get out and go eat some weird delicacy that makes your mouth bleed again and sharpen your knife.
Oh, here we go. Okay. Aaron's going yellow eyes.
A fucking...
You will. Okay, here we go. Yes, Igwin. Do it.
This is funny too, and I'll tell you why in a second. Because like, she is trying really hard here, and like, and if you're listening, this is a major spoiler for The Great Hunt if you haven't read it. But she gets this Sean Chan that show up at the end of this season, Des.
Yeah.
People on the boats. Obviously, you see how they channel. So their deal is, they go around and look for girls who have the spark born in them, and then they put a collar on them. But then they put the bracelets on other little girls, and if they can feel what the person who's wearing the collar can feel, then they can be the leash holders that control the because they can learn to channel, but nobody really realizes that that's the big secret of the Sean Chan.
Oh.
And so Egwene gets betrayed by someone who we have met in this season for sure, who is an Aes Sedai. And she basically gets given away to the Sean Chan and put in a collar. And they torture her a little bit, but she also, they make her channel a ton. Oh, wolves are eating people.
Oh.
Yeah, puppies, get them. Good boy.
Yes.
Good
boy. Yeah, bite. In the face. Bite his face. Yeah, no, you're cool.
We're good, friend.
Oh.
Yeah, y'all run. Y'all get out of here. He told me.
He's, there we go.
Said, y'all bounce. I'm going to go eat these fuckers. Bye.
Oh.
Dude, there's lava on Dragon Mountain.
There is lava up there.
Those are novices. But Egwene gets tortured a little bit, but they start to train her in like basically just to how to do stuff like destructive weaves. And she learns a lot from being in a Sean Chan collar. And then when she escapes finally, she's in danger of getting captured again. And she's just like, I'm not fucking going back. And she starts fucking shit up. Nynaeve's like, stop, stop, stop. She snaps a collar on one of the chicks who had her leash for a while, and fucking, you can basically just make them feel anything. Like you can make them feel like they're in boiling water or ooh, getting beaten or whatever. And she's just like, feel the boiling water. Like you made me feel. They're like, whoa, Egwene, whoa, you're a good person. What are you doing? She's like, I want her to fucking die. She hurt me.
Fight fire with fire.
Yeah. She calms down, but, you know. Some of the stuff like that happens, and like I'm trying really hard to not spoil it for you personally. readers too, but like there's some of the stuff that like when you're kind of like, you know, and that's one of the things that throughout the series, even though they talk about stuff that they can't do anymore, supposedly like talents that have been lost. Ooh, yeah. There's some Forsaken right there.
Oh.
That there's the guy with the guitar is Asmodean. He's a bard, the one on the far right.
God damn it. I keep forgetting we're gonna lose him.
I know.
I keep going away and I keep enjoying this episode. Then we come back to my final seconds.
Oh. That the guy on the far left is Samael. He's really short with a beard. Forsaken. The tall black looking one, she's got like stuff around her neck, almost like African tribeswoman. That's Samirij.
Ooh.
Samael right there in the middle. Or that right there. That's Samirij right there.
Huh.
It's crazy.
Do they have power in them or are they just.
No, those are just like. They're like idols, like prayer stuff.
Ooh, you're getting sleepy, Lan. You're getting
yeah, you are getting very
sleepy.
Lan. Nope. I know he won't.
I don't.
Ask me how. Ask me how I know.
Is this? How do you know, Justin?
I've seen this show before.
Spoiler.
This is a fucking rerun, bro.
What's a rerun?
Uh-oh. There now, sister. I like persimmons. Rosamund Pike is great. I really hope that they...
But will my power be here for a long time yet?
God, dude, get out of my brain, bro. That's what I was going to say. I was like, yeah, I hope that they don't use that as an excuse to kind of nix her from the show for a while because she has other, like, commitments or something. I hope that's written in for a reason, not just to give her two seasons off till she can come back. Because she does take she does get, you know, taken out of the story for a while, not necessarily dead, but it's much later. But I wonder if how her boots are tough.
Yeah. Trying to get her to run for governor.
Never mind that she's my lover.
She's going to be running shit from the background. The real power.
On your knees. That bed does not look very comfortable. It looks kind of hard. I'm not going to lie.
That's why you need good company on it.
Right.
Well, that does. That does just look like a
there's no board, bounce. Doesn't. I can't get in rhythm. Fuck.
Bounce chicka bounce.
I trust someone, just not you.
Yeah.
I hate that they're making me like show Atlanta because fucking book Atlanta is fucking nuttier in a box of squirrel turds and she does some shady shit.
Oh,
I mean, her heart's in the right place, but you're just like, oh, come on.
Here she goes. She's peeking through the window to the
Can
dream.
I just say how much Marty Bird needs a divorce from Wendy. That's all I'm going to say. Fucking fucked up, bro.
Oh. That's how it goes. If you bring in the corruption, you got to be prepared to deal with it. Don't bring the poison. You're not prepared to. Hey, you know what? Crazy makes you crazy, Justin.
Dude, as a dad who's, you know, maybe not always lived 100% in the law, you know, it's kind of hard to watch him, like how deep he is. It's just like, dude, how do you even try to tell your kids what the fuck?
Oh, God, I know.
It's like, dude, the best thing they ever did was make Charlotte a partner. It's like, come on, then fuck, let's go.
She ain't with you. She's against you.
Yeah. Only a Sith deals in absolutes.
Mm.
That's another thing, Boston. Anytime he comes around, the lightsabers come out. He only speaks in like, my power has doubled since I've last seen you. I'm like, it was yesterday.
Dude, have you ever seen, I might have to find, it's got to be on YouTube or something. There's a great argument in the Gilmore Girls, of all things, about.
Of course there is.
So you're telling me that he has the higher ground and that ends it. All of his powers. Three movies worth of powers, but all of a sudden he stands 3 feet above him. Uh oh, we got some action.
3 feet above him on a lava river. Come on, bro.
And then it ends great too. Like at the end of that episode, like he's standing on a rooftop or something or having an argument. He's just like, I have the high ground. She's like, you're right, you win.
Stop over chicken.
I have the high ground.
That's the only line I can ever remember that I shout at Boston all the time. Either that or from my point of view, the Jedi are evil.
It's 6-2, you always have the high ground. Did I tell you I'm officially 5'11 now?
Yeah, I'm officially not 6'3". I'm officially 6'2". I used to be 6'3".
Yeah, I probably was never 6 foot, but I was 5'11" and 9/10". So I just went with it.
God damn it. When I had my extra socks on, I was 6 foot.
Last time I went to the doctor, I'm like, I can't. I'm not fooling anybody anymore. I'm 5'11 as fuck.
You've been married for 15 years. It don't matter anymore.
None of this. It don't matter.
The fucking dick inches matter than height inches at this point.
That's why I started
this thing Lisa showed me on Facebook is one of our kids' friends' mom. It's like dating over 40. Do you live in your basement in your mom's house? No. How big is your dick? Does it actually work? Do you have a job? Okay, we can hang out.
We can. Let's go. Shave.
She showed me. I was dying.
Shave the base. There's a secret inch hiding in there. Oh no! Oh!
God, why are you so in love with this turd?
I think it was just
took the easy way out.
I know. I would have been fine if he had lasted just two more episodes. I would have been like, all right, I got to hang out with him.
I got four words for you, Dez. Steppen is a quitter.
Oh yeah, well. Hey, you've never tasted the power. You don't know what it feels like to have it taken away.
He hasn't tasted it either.
No, but when that bond breaks, like it's like, because you get a little, you feel that power, or you don't feel the power, but you there's got to be a piece that comes.
Yeah, no, they receive kind of like enhancements with the power. Like they're, I mean,
if
know,
nothing else,
fucking.
If nothing else, the hand jobs are terrific.
Jesus Christ. The happiest of endings.
When was the last time you had a really good hand job that you didn't administer?
Never. Never, because no one wants one ever.
I love me some middle school shit.
Gross.
Here it comes, Justin. Here comes your favorite part. This is all Justin ever talks about. It's how much he loved.
Hey, you want to jerk me off? Said no one ever.
Justin jerks off to this scene because he loves it so much.
I don't hate it like I used to, but it was like at first I was just like, oh, come on. The singing in that part was like some weird Mongolian throat chanting. It's like a real. Yeah. She's a good actress. Look at Nynaeve behind her. She's even better, though. Sorry. She's a better actress. Look at. She looked like she's really about to cry. Oh, turn it down. He's about to get loud.
There you go. Now she'll start crying. Now she's punching herself.
He's turning into a Wookiee. I think
that's right. Well, I think this is good too, because I think the reason they do this too is because they show that I keep forgetting his fucking name, the dead guy. They show how much he lost when his Aes Sedai died, and now they're showing how much Moraine feels Lan's pain. So it goes both ways. Someone edited this. Oh, did I lose you? I might have lost Justin. All right, well, the credits are rolling. Casting by, music by, VFX supervisor, costume designer, makeup effects. Sorry, now that we're all in sync. I think I lost Justin there right at the end. So we will fade out this episode. And then right now, tonight, we're going to record... Well, assuming Justin get back on for episode 6, but you will hear it next week. Thank you, everybody. And if you're looking for some other podcast stuff to listen to, go to whatsoundsawesome.com. That is whatsoundsawesome.com. I have a time travel movie recap episode. We've got Tenet on there. We've got The Tomorrow War. We've got Synchronicity coming up. We've got The Jacket coming up. We just watched Time Crimes and a bunch of other ones. Those are all the new ones. We've got dozens of classic episodes on there that you can check out. We have TNT, Strength Training, Jesse, and Liam coming to you with some great interviews and what do you call it? Advice? I think they call it advice. And then we've got All the Answers with Cassidy and Katie telling fart jokes and giving you great spiritual advice. And Be Brave, the Be Brave podcast with Kara and Patty. You can find all of those where you find your free podcast or go to whatsoundsawesome.com. Mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com.